Shanti. 9th June 2019, Sunday. Slogan: a great soul is one who has an unlimited attitude and vision. A great soul is one who has an unlimited drishti and vritti, unlimited vision and unlimited attitude. So the definition of the great soul is the one who has got unlimited vision, that is drishti, and one who has got unlimited attitude, that is vritti. Unlimited means boundless, endless. Unlimited means infinite, complete. There is no limit to it. Such a drishti or vision is needed to be a great soul. How can we have such unlimited drishti? Baba is never happy with anything which is limited. When Baba says unlimited, it means something which is beyond you, something which is far away, far beyond the tubular limited vision. So you can have unlimited vision only and only when the drishti is very clean and intellect is very clear. Otherwise also, if person suffers from some refractory error, he needs specs. So here also, if there is any uncleanliness, if there is anything defective in the vision, one cannot see properly. So the first thing needed is a very clean drishti and a very clear intellect. Second thing needed is a very generous heart in order to have clean, unlimited drishti. So only the person who has a very clean heart and who is very generous at heart can create that vision of unlimited drishti. Otherwise, our habit is to see just what is ahead of me and how I will get benefited from it. It's only when one starts thinking of others, only when one starts thinking of the whole world, then something unlimited happens. Otherwise, we remain restricted. You look at the lives of worldly people. Look at the lives of worldly people. What is there in their lives? A very limited vision, a very tubular attitude, a very selfish attitude. There's a man, there's a woman, there are children. So they are limited only to themselves. Their personal expectations and personal worries, stresses and tensions of life, and the whole life they spent thinking of just 2-3 people or a small group of people. That unlimited vision is something where you go out of your way and start thinking of what you can do for others. And for such reason, for such attitude or such drishti, a very great gyan is needed, and the understanding of that gyan. Without that, it is not possible. Today, in the Avyakta Murli, Baba said, Everybody is in sorrow, dukh. Everybody is in the stage of bhay, fear. Everybody is in the stage of chinta, worry. So people are living their lives with fear. People are living their lives with sorrow. They are in sorrow and you dance in happiness. They are in fear and you are fearless and you are calm. You are carefree emperor, not a iota of worry touches you ever. They are in stress, in sorrow, they are in chinta, and you are in shubh chintan. They are in worry, but you are having good wishes. So that is the difference. So the worldly people, with their personal worries and stresses and tensions of lives, where the parents are only thinking about how to marry off their children, and the marriage is the core principle of their life. So when in such atmosphere Baba comes and he teaches us to become great soul. And for great soul, unlimited vision, unlimited drishti is needed. And as I said, the first thing which is needed for unlimited vision, where a vision which can see everything, and an encompassing vision, an all-out vision which can see all the things, the first thing needed is cleanliness. Without cleanliness, there cannot be unlimited vision. The second thing needed is magnanimity, that is generosity. One has to be generous at heart. Then only you can take into consideration all the scattered points, can connect the dots. That's the second. The third thing which is needed for an unlimited vision, you have to sit on the top of the mountain. If you want to see the entire Naki Lake, what you have to do is, you cannot stand there and see, because still some of the things you won't be able to see, because it is not just a circular or a spherical shape. There are so many, like this, something is hidden in some, there are some land in between, some shops in between, or some bushes in between, some trees in between. So if you want to see the panoramic view of the Naki Lake, what you have to do? You have to go up on some mountain. The higher you climb, then only you will be able to see. So for unlimited vision, you should be sitting on the top. The top could be anything. Here it is gross, top of the mountain, or some tower, balloon, anything it could be. So for unlimited vision, for unlimited drishti also, you have to, the third thing which is needed is, you have to be on a very high seat, and here it is the high stage of the mind. The higher the stage of the mind, then only you can see the things as they are. Otherwise, something you will be missing all the time. If one situation is in front of me, and there is a conflict, and there is a strong karmic account, I can see this situation as it is only and only when I fly above. Then only I will be able to see and find out certain solution. Because if I don't run above, if I don't fly above, something I will be always missing. Some of the things would always be obstructed by some tree, by some bushes, by some building, by some people. It could be anything. So, for unlimited vision or unlimited drishti, your stage has to be very high. You have to go up. So that is the third thing which is needed for unlimited drishti. The next thing is, for unlimited drishti, you should be totally detached. One must develop the art of detachment. Getting detached from the present situation. Getting detached from the present seva. At 1 second. In 1 second, get detached from everything. The yogi is the one who can get detached from everything. It's not that the one is not doing seva wholeheartedly, but to do seva wholeheartedly and then immediately to get detached. Get engaged yourself in yoga and again immediately get detached from yoga and get engaged in seva. So this detachment is very important, and detachment will not come as a ultimate fruit of long standing sadhana. It is rather everyday effort. It's not that one day I will get detached. It's not like that. Every day one must practice detachment. You have done Amrit Vela, now get detached. You attended class, even get detached from the class. Otherwise the class itself can become bondage. Taken food, get detached. No further discussion. How tasty it was. What all things were there and what all things were missing. And what all things are expected in the lunch. Once you ate, get detached from food. Go and do your service. Service done, full stop. No further description. How great I have done and what I have done. Evening yoga, get detached. Coming in contact with hundreds and thousands of souls, giving courses, classes, serving them, hospitality, guests, get detached. Have nothing to do with anyone at the end of the day. The more the detachment, the more powerful one becomes. And if you observe yourself the whole day, on so many occasions we get attached to persons whom we love, whom we like, whose behavior influenced us. We get attached to places which are very comfortable, cozy. We are attached to facilities. We are attached to relationships. We are attached to past memories. Those things are no more there. But I love to close the eyes and think of those things which have happened in the past, and that's also subtle bondage and subtle attachment. To practice non-attachment, to practice detachment, is a very important practice in spiritual life. So learn to get detached from everything. Attachment and detachment, attachment and detachment. Work and yet detached. In today's Sakha, Avyakta Murli Baba said, there is upheaval in the world, but you remain stable, you remain immovable, unshakable. There is upheaval in the world and you remain nyare, detached, pyare, loving to the Father and detached like a lotus. So lotus is our symbol. Lotus represents our lives. Brahman Dhyana Karmaya Sangham Tattva Karotiya. Gita says, Patram Pushpam Mimambasa. Like that lotus whose leaves are untouched. A yogi is untouched by anything. You do the work and get detached. Give the class and get detached. Listen the class and get detached. Do the seva and get detached. Do the yoga and get detached. Be with hundreds of people and get detached. I have nothing to do with anyone. working with somebody, did seva with somebody, he is very good, he is very nice, you love the company, but that is an attachment. Yogi is somebody who can very fast get detached from everything. So for unlimited vision, you need what? Detachment. And detachment is not a one-day game, it's a lifelong practice. Detachment is not, will not come just in 2 ticks, it will take a long-standing practice. This is not the story of one day, it's a long-standing story. So the next thing which is needed for unlimited vision is Sakshi, detached observer. One must practice seeing oneself in this world drama. Everything is a drama which is going on, and I must be able to see myself and accept the uncomfortable truths as attached with my personalities. This is the drama, and these are all the actors who are playing their respective parts, and I am also one of the actors. I have some specialities, but I have some faults also. To be able to see one's fault, to be able to laugh at oneself, is the sign of a great soul. To be able to accept one's faults, one's frustrations, one's sorrow, one's failures, debacle, that's an act of a great soul. So, practicing detached observership. And then, another thing is lightness. For unlimited vision, you need to be very light. If you are burdened by things, if one is very heavy, you cannot have unlimited vision. Or another thing is too much emotional personalities. They can't see things as they are. Their vision is often clouded by their own thinking, by their own emotions, by their own feelings. And in the path of spirituality, all the worldly emotions, they have no role, rather they act as an obstruction. Here you have to generate spiritual emotions. Worldly emotions are crying, feeling upset, too much sensitivity, HSP, highly sensitive person, these are all worldly emotions. So more worldly emotions, the more the restlessness. This is a very subtle process of converting worldly emotions to spiritual emotions. And what are spiritual emotions? Yes. What are spiritual emotions known as in the path of devotion? What are spiritual emotions? They are virtues. I am asking about spiritual emotions. They are virtues. Spiritual emotions. We had a separate class here once upon a time on spiritual emotions. Yeah. Spiritual emotions are known as Ashtasattvik Bhav, the 8 feelings of spirituality, where a person feels, I was just searching, long back we had that class, when I don't know, that was a Hindi class, where all the things one feel, like these are those Ashtasattvik, Stambh, Sved, Romanch, Ashrupat, Kamp, Varnata, Pralay, Swarbhang. These are the 8, they are known as Ashtasattvik emotions, like where the person, the soul, and this is God, the soul feels very strong emotional feeling for God. There are tremors, there are tears, hairs standing on end, horripilation, that's not in medical. So all the feelings here, very intense feelings for God, these are known as spiritual emotions. Just as worldly people have worldly feelings, they keep on crying, crying, crying. If somebody falls sick, they cry so much. If somebody die, they cry so much. So there is a crying in the world. But this is a separate, different crying. This is crying for God. This is missing God. So these are spiritual emotions. So we need to create unlimited drishti. And what all things are needed for that? First, just now we discussed, for unlimited vision you need a very clean heart. Cleanliness in the eyes, cleanliness in the heart, then only you can see things as they are. Second, generosity is needed. A very big heart, a very generous heart is able to see things as they are. Then, detachment. More detached one is, more one can see situations as they are. The more one attached, if this is the orbit, a circle, and person is here and here is the situation, you can't see this situation sitting here. You have to go out of this orbit. And going out of the orbit also means going out of that place sometimes. Sometimes physical detachment also helps. That's why people have got experiences of getting solutions to their problem when they come to Madhuban. Suppose this is one place, house or center, and there is some disturbance here. They go out and they come here to Madhuban. Here, suddenly a new idea emerges. Why? Because physical detachment. Sometimes physical detachment also helps. Sometimes material gross detachment also helps. And that's why one should try to get detached every day. And one of the best ways of detachment is seeking nature. Every time you won't get the time to come to Madhuban or opportunity. So here only where you are, at center or house, wherever you stay, going to nature is to get detached from that orbit, from that office. So one must practice seeking the company of nature. So for unlimited vision, unlimited drishti and vritti, cleanliness is needed, generosity is needed, detachment is needed, detached observership, sakshi bhav is needed. For high stage is needed, you should be on the top of the mountain to see the entire lake. So the more we rise above, the more we are seeing the things as they are. So high stage. One more thing is Trikaldarshi, the knower. You must see things as past, present and future. Anything, look at that in terms of three things. This is the past, learn from the past. On the basis of this learning, I carry out my present. And I have foresight about future. Whatever I do, that will have effect on the future. Whatever I do, that will become an habit. Every day we are creating new habits. If I do one thing today, and if I repeat it today, I am generating a new habit. And it's all in my hand. What habits to create, what habits to generate. And when I know that this is a good habit, I see somebody has very good habit, forcefully try to do that again and again, again and again, again and again, again and again, till it times come, then you are, automatically it happens. So such new habits you should form. Habits of churning knowledge, habits of reading Murli, habits of remembering Murli, all these things are needed. So, Trikaldarshi stage. Then, what else? What is needed? lightness. One should be very, very light. If one is constantly carrying the burden of past, each one of us is carrying a huge past. But if I keep on thinking of that, I won't be able to focus on the present. And when I don't focus on the present, because present becomes future soon. So my past is burdened, my present is gone, my future is destroyed. And I don't accept this. That's why I have to devise means, methods to remain light. So these are some of the ways and means about remaining light. We'll see one or two points from today's Avyakta Murli. Who has come to see whom? Unlimited. Baba has come in this Sakar body, in this Sakar world, to see his Sakar children. Three things. So Baba has come. Who has come? Where he has come? And what he has come to see? Second is, in this atmosphere of upheaval, three things. You remain stable, adol. You remain loving, pyare. And you remain nyare, detached. Again, three things. In this atmosphere of fear, again, three things. You remain fearless and calm. There's an atmosphere of fear in the world, but you remain calm and you remain fearless. You remain carefree emperor, Befikr Badshah, and you are world transformer in this atmosphere of fear. Again, in this atmosphere where every mind there is a fear and every mind there is a worry, again three things. There is a worry in every mind, but they are in chinta, but you are in shubha chintan. Here you dance, you sing the songs of happiness. And third thing, you do manasik seva, that is service through the mind. Again, three things. Then three more things. Very painful birth, sorrowful birth, painful death, and untimely death. These are the three things. This is the time of untimely death. Because all the accounts we have created from the copper age till now of so many souls, how that will get settled? Just as for killing mosquitoes and ants, you have created certain things so that you sprinkle and they all get killed. In the similar manner, all the worldly accounts, how they will get solved? By untimely death. There is, Baba has used the word, the storm of untimely death. Just as there is a storm of air and just as there is storm of ocean, this is the storm of untimely death. And the birth is very sorrowful and the death is also very painful. So these are again three things. Now three ways of clearing the accounts. What are the three ways? Your own account, one. Second, by others, relationships. And third, natural calamities. Your own again has got three things. Physical diseases, mental diseases, and bhoot. Ghost, they might be vices, not the exact bhoot. Relationships, Baba said you already know it, I don't have to. Baba said you know a lot of the greatest disturbance in today's world is in relationships. The greatest disturbance. Every relation, husband, wife, just take one relationship. There are 1,000 layers in that relationships. They sometimes love, they sometimes hate, they sometimes doubt, they sometimes shout, they sometimes get angry. There is no one relationship. We are loving all the time. It's never like that. There are 1,000 layers in one relationship and they are lost. They don't know what is there between us. So relations. And third is natural calamity. In India, Baba said only two things will create destruction. Natural calamities and civil wars. So these are the three. Now again three more. Parvash, three types of souls who are under influence. First, your own sanskar and swabhav. Second, others. And third, atmosphere, vayumandal. So again three things. Then this is Milan. So Milan again has got three things. Here, in this Milan, this is game for you. For world, this is Dardana Khel. This is very painful. For you, it is game. Here, you sing and here you dance. And third, here you give the sahyog of sahas. You give the cooperation of courage to your colleagues. So again, three things. So here ends the Murli. Now teachers, again three things. Here, first, you are Ruhani Sevadhari. Second, you are Ruhani Gulab. You are spiritual roses. And third, you have the fortune. You have the fortune of becoming like the father. And there is an explanation of that. I am not going to the detail. Time is getting over. So this is, in short, the entire Murli. Om Shanti.